Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today.
Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You've got stock market questions. I've got stock market answers. Tap in. Catch me on IG at Ask Blank. All right, family and friends, we are back in the mix right here on the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we are getting it in with the one and only Miss Kayla G. She's always had something good cooking up in her kitchen, Kayla's corner, the Kayla of all things. I like that one. I really like that one too.
Yeah, I think Caleb's all trades is one thing that I was thinking about too. But yeah, and it's only getting more spicier with all my herbs coming up too. More stuff's going to be cooking in the kitchen.
Gotta love it. You are a dynamic woman. You definitely have your hands in a lot with a capital A-L-O-T. Don't know how you do it, but we're grateful to have your spirit, energy, and the example that you are setting for not only your daughters, but also just our community. Just doing so many great things, showing how to be a strong mother, career woman, entrepreneur, and much more. And we've been having great conversations with you here on the Bullish Picks Podcast, talking about your financial literacy journey. We just got through talking about the journaling aspect of things that you have inspired, quite frankly, myself, as well as our producer, Mr. Parrish Patton. Like, we got to start journaling. We're not documenting our trades. We're not documenting our lives. And it's been a lot of, over the last few years, if you really think about it, it's been a lot of crazy stuff. Narrow it down and bring it back home to Wall Street. There's been a lot of crazy stuff happening on Wall Street over the last few years. I mean, key support levels that have been broken, key resistance levels where there's been breakouts, breakthroughs. I mean, we've seen stuff get crushed and rally back with, I mean, like, seriously, like, some stuff got decimated last year and then rally back 40, 50, 60, 70% this year already.
Yes. Stuff rallied in 2020 with COVID that had no deal, like no business rallying. Like,
none.
Crazy.
Might have been closed. Talking about rallying.
Exactly. Games. I mean, you have the meme stocks, you have Wall Street, like, I mean, you have Wall Street Bets. Just, I mean, think about it. In like 80, 90 years, kids could be reading about this. I'm like, what? I wonder what it was like, you know?
Saying that we were out of our MFing minds. We don't. You had the pandemic. Some say pandemic. Some say pandemic. You had the Fed raising interest rates in the U.S. and in U.S. inflation. You had abroad the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We just so many different moving pieces that have made this like this gumbo, if you will. Like, you know, how you just throw some of everything to make gumbo.
Yep.
It's like it's so many little just ingredients that have created this global, I guess, mindset, this It's almost like a pent up anticipation of things are about to really get worse, but they haven't totally bottomed out, but they don't know. So it's been a lot of uncertainty in markets, to say the least.
Exactly.
So I'm curious. I'm curious because we know that you know what's going on out here. We know you know. We know that you back test, you front test, you know charts, you know fundamentals. You're not new to this. You're true to this. You've been an investor for over a decade, so you are aware. Mm-hmm. Kayla, please, because I'm starting to think that the Bullish Picks podcast listeners don't want to know what I think. They don't want me to look under the hood. They want to hear from my peeps, and you are someone who I highly respect that is very knowledgeable and gifted when it comes to this thing. So please enlighten us. What is your outlook for the rest of 2023 on Wall Street?
Well, I think you said a key word there, and that was volatile. But I mean, I don't like just to say, oh, it's going to be volatile, right? I mean, the stuff has been volatile since 2020 when stuff was doing things it had no business doing that we just talked about. So I like to say, for me personally, I'm cautiously optimistic. And the reason I say that is if we can get people to look at how to trade different markets, then there's not really a bad market, right? I mean, I know me personally, I've made more money in a bear market than a bull market. So as far as like for the rest of 2023, I like to stay cautiously optimistic because of the things that you said generally right now with the Ukraine, you know, that's still going, the interest rates are supposed to still go up, you know, as well as and combine those interest rates going up with all of the COVID relief stuff ending, right? So you have people who may have been on forbearance, or you have people who may were getting, you know, additional supplemental checks or that sort of thing. So when they're no longer getting those, as well as things like you got to think about the GDP, and then we also have to think about the unemployment. Now, we know unemployment is going down. I think January, it was the lowest it's been in like 50 years. But that still doesn't mean that, I mean, we see layoffs every day, right? Like, I mean, even whenever on the show during the week, we have these layoffs, massive layoffs, 10,000 here, 5,000 here. These aren't little one and two offs. I mean, this is a consistent thing. But I do also see people redirecting a lot of money into small businesses. One thing I was looking at is through the GDP when I was looking at it the other day is a lot of the money has been redirected into small vehicles, right? And I was looking, going more into depth of that. And it's like small, lightweight trucks, you know, your F-150s, those sort of things. So it was going into those trucks. And that makes me think of more contractors. And then, you know, if you dig deeper, a lot of the good businesses and more profitable businesses, especially if people can start them, you know, like a regular me or you, are going to be those contractor businesses and stuff. So when you take all of that into consideration, that's why I say cautiously optimistic, because we have the things on the surface that a lot of people see, right? The things you said, the war, the interest rate, every month, I think we're going into a recession or something from what people are saying. So all of that stuff is negative. And I do think that, again, with the emotion and fear, like sometimes they do want to pump fear into the market, but we can't be afraid. We just need to teach and educate ourselves on how to train whatever market it may be, right? Whether it's a cautiously optimistic market or whether it's a, you know, a bad market or a good market, bull market, bear market, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it. I think just educating yourself as far as how to trade in whatever market you're in, then you'll be good to go. And you protect yourself from, well, I guess the best you can. I don't want to say protect yourself 100%. But I mean, we are looking at some things that are good. Like, for example, I know that we are on pace for growth. We grow a little bit every single month. I mean, it's not the huge growth that we've seen in the past, you know, few years or whatever. But I do think that comes again with like the pandemic fund, all these other things that was just pumped into the economy, the incentives, you know, all of these things that we also don't see maybe. So if the economy is still growing, then that's good. It may not be growing as fast as people want. And then they'll say, oh, it's, you know, the economy is failing. Well, maybe because we just grew too much at first. So now we need to slow down. So we do, as long as we're seeing that recovery, even if it's just a little bit, I do think that that's a, you know, more of a positive sign as well. So that's kind of a gist of the overall markets as of, you know, April with this craziness so far.
Yes, indeed. So basically, you need, not only do you need a surfboard out here, You got to know how to surf.
Correct. Yes. You can't. I mean, you, because I know for me, I learned how to trade in a bull market. Right. And then whenever things switched bearish, I was like, whoa. I mean, like when I say trade, I mean, let's say short term trade. That's what I mean. Whenever I say trade, not like, you know, investing, long term investing. And so I was like, OK, everything was great. I mean, you were getting like 300-500% gains, you know, weekly. So it's just a matter of realizing that that can be done in any type of market. You just have to pay attention to your plan, to what has worked for you in the past, and quiet out the noise.
I need to come to your webinar. I know you're going to be blessing the mic with Bullish Institute and teaching about back testing. And that'll be coming up Saturday after next. I believe that's the 13th of May. Yeah, 11 a.m. So if you guys have not RSVP'd already, please get over to Eventbrite, look for Bullish Institute, and RSVP for Miss Kayla G's webinar. She'll be talking about back testing, because I need to learn. I'm definitely going to be in the house. I want to learn how to make 300-500% in a week.
I mean, it all comes on learning yourself, and just like you said, like the back testing and getting your game plan, and, you know, just seeing. I mean, everything can't be taught right in that one meeting.
But I got a good quick question for you. So, because I know it's gonna happen, it's gonna be people like, so knowing that you can't teach everything in that one Zoom, is there a way that our listeners can connect with you if they need like more hands-on or more advanced training? Do you offer like private classes they can, you know, book you for and things of that nature? How does that work?
Yes, I do. And actually, whenever we go into the class, those attendees who are in there, I do have a special gift for whoever does attend the actual class. So we won't talk about that right now. But if they do need, because, you know, I do love to help beginners. I wouldn't, you know, I don't know about saying a hand-holding expert, but I do like to make sure, you know, you fully understand. But there is a way for you can contact me. You can go to itskaylascorner.com, and that'll be the website. You can go there and see my calendar on there and my time that's available to book me. I'm also on social media. It's Kayla's Corner as well. But yeah, just definitely tap into the webinar coming up as well, because we can go into, then you'll know what you might have questions, because right now people might be like, I don't even know what backtesting is, right? But I mean, that's part of what we're going over. I think that backtesting is definitely a key component into figuring out your trading journal, what type of trading you are, trading journey, what type of trader you are, as well as, you know, how to find the trading plan that works best for you.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me, Ken, can we get a one-on-one session with you? Absolutely. Not only can you get a one-on-one session, you can even do private group sessions. Give us a call, 313-744-3489. Private stock market workshops, webinars, one-on-one sessions, private group sessions, speaking engagement workshops, whatever you need. We cover savings, banking, investing, real estate, credit, lending, taxes, insurance, and more. Give us a call, Bullish Institute, 313-744-3489. That's 313-744-3489. Rock solid, rock solid. Now, we know a lot of folks are always out here trying to get to the bag, Kayla. All right. And now you're throwing out some crazy numbers. Now, I'm not saying it unrealistic. I've seen the things, but, you know, I work with beginners as well, but they look at me like I'm old school fundamental. So, you know, I don't be talking about those triple digit gains in a week or two. You know what I mean? Like, I just keep it more relaxed, because I don't want to, you know, some people just, you know how it is, like the casino mentality set in with a lot of retail investors, a lot of newbies, right? Because they did come into the game doing bull markets, you mentioned before, and you could buy almost anything and it would shoot to the moon.
Yep.
And that was just an unrealistic introduction to Wall Street. It just was. It was unrealistic. It was an unfair introduction to Wall Street.
It was.
And so folks got used to that, thinking, oh my God, what have I been doing my whole life? I could have been just putting money over here.
People thought that's how everybody made the money. They were like, this is how they made all that money, and they're billionaires. Like, no, it's not.
They bought 1 million Dogecoins and it went to the moon because Elon went on Saturday Night Live and said so.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It was. Yep.
Yeah. So I know you threw out some numbers, and I know you done hit some licks. Now I know you a smart lady. You done did that thing, and they've been surgical out here in these mean streets of Wall Street. I would like for you to share, if you could, with our listeners, our loyal listeners, because I love to be transparent. I come in here, I talk about successes, failures, money I left on the table, dumb deals I've done in the market, and that's just in the market.
Yes.
We ain't talking about life.
Yeah.
I invested a lot more than stocks, so
yes,
and options. But could you please share with us what you consider to be your best as well as your worst trades on Wall Street? One best and one worst.
Yeah, the best trade, it was great. It was amazing. Trust me, I was able to pay off a lot. But it was during that time where you said it was like, you know, you could pay a little bit. So the best trade I had was actually Tesla. I traded Tesla. One thing about me is I believe if you're going to buy something, trade the stock to get the money for it. I wanted to pay off my car. So I was always starting with like Tesla or Ford stocks, you know, those sort of things. So my best trade was I took $350 and that went to over $20,000. I think it was like 21,38 or something like that. But you know, that was in 2021. So it was just like, you didn't really have to do much, right? And I know that that's what a lot of retail traders, if they would have got in. But yeah, it was, you know, I cashed that puppy, right? Actually, I did that twice. So I lied. It was, I did that twice because I left a runner and my total amount ended up, I think, being 48 for the total.
So you took the whole bag. So you ran off on the plug twice, huh?
I did. Because I'm a big believer in leaving runners. So I took my one, I cashed my 20 and I was gone, but then I left that other runner. But I do believe in leaving runners, just, you know, but getting out and taking your money, like take y'all's money. Cause if you don't, Wall Street will, or I will. Right. So that's the thing.
Talk about it.
As far as the worst trade. And that's why I was saying, like, back in that day, like those contracts shouldn't have been that cheap. Right. There was no reason that the stock market should have been behaving how it was behaving back in 2020 and 2021. So that's, you know, that was a good. That's why I like to say that's the best trade.
Yeah, you exploited the opportunity. You identified the opportunity. You were able to see the outlier. This is irregular. This is a regular heartbeat in the pulse of Wall Street, because Wall Street has a heartbeat, right? This ebbs and flows on the indexes. All of it goes up, it goes down. It's support and resistance. They have trading zones, right? We have trends. Mm-hmm. You got all that stuff, and you notice an anomaly. Say, hey, this blip.
Yep.
Looks mighty peculiar.
Yeah, something's happening here.
Yeah. And you investigated further and took it to the next level. I love that.
That's exactly right. Yep. And then my worst trade, and this one was also, this taught me emotional trading as well. My worst trade was with Rivian. Like, I was 100% confident. Like, I just knew that this stock was going to the moon because, like, Ford had backed it, right? And it was, like, right when they were about to IPO, or it was right whenever they IPO'd. Ford backed it, and that's my baby. And then Amazon backed it, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, this is it. This is going to retire me. It didn't. I lost $6,000. It all left. Like, I lost the whole thing. Didn't even want to look at my account. I didn't even look at it. I just let it go. And the thing, of course, we know, I think Rivian is what, 30 bucks or something? Maybe. No, wait, let me pull Rivian up. What is it now? I don't know. But whenever I got it right at IPO. I got it at 153, I believe. And that was it. I was like, huh. I just remember I lost $6,000. And I was like, okay, well, I can't do that again. But I was 100% confident. And that's whenever, like, going over, that was that overconfident bias. Like, I just knew, right? I knew that the chart was wrong. The chart's never wrong, but I knew the chart was wrong and my analysis was right.
Yeah. Wow. You like those EVs. Because I'm out here in Detroit, you know, so this is the Motor City. So this is where the cars come from. We brought cars to America, to the world. All right. I've been seeing Rivians probably every week. I might see a Rivian here or there. I didn't see them at all. Of course, you see Teslas all day, every day. You'll see people driving Uber Eats in Tesla. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Teslas around here. But it was a time when you didn't see Teslas around like that. And now you see them all over the place. But I've seen some Rivians. I saw for the first time yesterday, Caitlin, For the first time in my own eyes yesterday, a Lucid on the road, a Lucid on Woodward Avenue in Detroit going downtown. Because it was just a different looking car. And I looked at it like, that's an interesting looking vehicle. Yeah. I've never seen that before. And then I looked when it passed by, it was a Lucid. And I kind of mentally journaled it. I didn't physically journal it, but I'm going to take it to the next level. Yeah. But I mean, I remembered it, but you know, I can't. My short-term memory is challenged at times, so I got to write stuff down. I'm getting older, I got to write stuff down. You know what I mean? And I think that whole journal thing, like, I saw a Lucid. Now, I wouldn't normally think before talking to you and learning from you to even jot down something like that, because it's almost like a who cares. That would be a kind of my normal, okay, I saw a car. I remember being a kid in the 80s and 90s, more like the 80s, playing like bingo. I don't know if y'all did that in your part of the country, but we used to be in the hood and look at nice cars and say, bingo, and you pointed the car you like. You know what I mean? Like, you say, that's my Corvette. Or that's my pickup truck. Like, so it's what poor kids did in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
pointed
you claimed other it. Cars. Yep, that yeah, was you just claimed stuff. It. Yeah, you claimed it. That was mine. You can't, but I already said it's mine.
And that felt so funny because I saw that Lucid and I almost said bingo like it was the 80s. Like, that was sweet. And those Rivian trucks, those are sweet too. So I don't know. It might be a future in there, but sometimes it's not so much about the company. Mm-hmm. It's about the timing. So I can look at a company fundamentally and analyze and say, I like this company. That's a good company to get in. But if you don't know your technicals properly or journal and back tested or whatever, you may not know, is this a good time? Mm-hmm. To get in the company. You can get in the right company, but get into the right company at the wrong time. Yep. And lose money. You can even get into the wrong company at the right time and make money.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Which means that timing piece, honestly, if I had to, and I know, I mean, don't throw tomatoes and eggs at me, family. I know I'm the resident fundamental analyst and all those things, everything, look under the hood. Balance sheets, cash flows, income statement. I get it. Earnings reports. Y'all know that's my space. I thrive it. Because I love the Carfax. But I'm going to have to tell y'all this. If I had to skew it, because Wall Street's funny with its ways. If I had to go 51% and 49%, who did I get a tiebreaker edge to? I'm going to have to say 51% goes to technical analysis. Mm-hmm. If you know them Japanese candlesticks, if you know how prices work and human emotion, sentiment, and market makers, supply zones, demand zones, support, resistance, the oscillators, the indicators, the patterns, that stuff actually matters.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you are making money based on stock price fluctuation, whether you're a shareholder, long-term investor, or if you're a short-term trader and you do options, your profit and loss is contingent upon the price action of the underlying asset, period.
Mm-hmm. Your money made is dependent on the price at the end of the stock day.
I don't know how much my Delta. Yeah, if I'm trading options, I don't know that Delta gives 2 cents that a company reinvested its earnings to open another plant. Like, for that, the time it takes for that all to play out and make a difference in the company's balance sheet, the option doesn't expire.
It did. Yep. It definitely did. And you done lost money because you didn't know that you had this thing called theta working against you, which, just like you said, it's time. Like, and I think that's something important that you said is, you know, timing. Timing is everything. It can also be like just waiting. Right. Mm-hmm. Just like what you said, just timing your entries, timing your exits. You could have been out by now by the time it's profitable. I just pulled up Rivian. And as of today, this sucker's 1282. Right. I mean, and when I got in, my timing was way off and I had all those biases and everything. But it's just, you know, it's all going into like the your trading journey. You know, again, write it down so that you can know, make notes of it. But I got in when that sucker was like 150 and it's down to 12. So
I got one for you, Kayla. Go ahead. Let me just finish.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, it's just, I know that even now, just like you said, I could buy how many shares at $12 for what I paid with, that $6,000. And then even if it goes up, you know, or down or whatever, but you know, it's all about that timing. I think that's very key that you know, said that as far as getting in and getting out and making that timing right.
Yes, ma'am. So the one you inspired me with sharing. No, I'm talking about what was your biggest loss. I pulled mine up. I don't know if I shared this one with the family yet. And we've done, by the time this airs, we've been over a year's worth of episodes, over 52 episodes. Mm-hmm. I haven't told nobody this one.
Well, let's hear it. What you got?
It was in the same space.
Okay.
Of EV that you was in. We was all, you know, who's the next Tesla?
Right.
Right? We know Tesla was the scientist's last name.
Mm. Oh, you in that one, huh?
We know his first name. Nikola.
Mm-hmm.
Nikola Tesla. And Nikola Corporation at its peak was $93.99 a share. It peaked out in 2020. All right.
All right.
It was like going crazy, supposed to be the next Tesla, everything like that.
Right.
I have not looked at, I got it because I think like GM had like invested some money in it. So I'm like, okay, one of the big three gonna get with it. But then they like divested. So like they put up the billion and they came back and snatched the billion back, and the CEO was on some crooked scandal stuff. So it was just murky. I was playing in the mud. And I put a few bands up, you know what I mean? I didn't bet the farm and the ranch, because if I would have lost the farm and the ranch. Look, yeah. I put some money up and it dropped on me, and I let it go past my normal psychological stop loss because I was optimistic. And sometimes you do dumb things. You be like, I know I'm smarter than this. I'm mm-hmm. gonna make this trade. You know what I mean? It's gonna work for me. This gonna work out. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out. I had to pull my shoe, cut my losses after my stop loss. So instead of like pulling out of the 15% or 20% decline, I was more taking a 30-40% hit. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. being stubborn, not sticking to that trading plan. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, today on Yahoo Finance, I need a drum roll, please. Drum roll.
I don't have
If you don't hear my hands beating on the island of my kitchen, Parrish, add a drum roll sound effect, please, brother. Nikola Corporation, ticker symbol NKLA, on the NASDAQ, which was formerly $93.99, is down 90.76% in the last 5 years, is down over 88% in the last year, is down 59% year to date, is down 72% in the last 6 months, is down 40% in the last month, is down 4% in the last 5 days. And that is Nikola Corporation at 88 cents a share, ladies and gentlemen. 0.88 cents per share. Yeah, from $93.99 to 88 cents a share. I didn't let it get that. I pulled my shoe, you know what I mean, way before that. But I haven't even looked at it. Like, it was such a bad relationship when we mm-hmm. broke up. I just never, I never called her. I never checked on her. I didn't see didn't how your family was doing. Yeah, I didn't even ever. No look back until you brought up. We started talking about EV. You mentioned Rivian, mm-hmm. which made me think of my story. I see Rivians more. I saw that Lucid for the first time. Nikola got me. Because yeah. that's the only one that still ain't even on the road. And they was pushing the semi-trucks down the down the highway or something like that.
Yeah, they're broken. I don't know. But yeah, I think that's what people got to realize. Like, we got to see what was happening. Like, what was happening? Why did you not get out? Other than, wow. you know, like, can you look back and see? Like, I know what I was like, why did I not get out? I was like, I was confident. I know I was confident that Amazon was going to throw them a life raft. And then Amazon let me down. I was like, yo, what happened? And I just like, I was just like you, like, that was such a bad breakup. I didn't want to go see him ever again. Ever, ever.
Ever, 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 ever. Never.
Ever.
Never, ever. Wow. That's all good. I like that. I'm glad we were able to talk about, you know, something that most people don't. You see all these so-called Wall Street gurus, experts on the internet, and you know, they all got classes and memberships and subscriptions and this, or you know, expensive VIP boot camps or whatnot. Like, you don't do that. You're not one of them people. Like, you're a real person that knows real things and provide actionable information, actionable advice that can really make an immediate impact. It's not theory. You know, you seem like a no-nonsense straight shooter. Like, it's action.
Yes, yes. I am about action. I think that action and accountability are really what help people succeed, right? And we just got to figure out how much to push that, I guess I should say. So it's just like, you know, my 11-year-old doesn't need the same of pushing or accountability steps or that sort of thing that my 20-year-old needs, obviously, right? So you got to cater to different people's needs. And I appreciate that. So I think that that's one thing, especially whenever you're teaching or training, or just like we were saying, you know, before, I know that I said that if we always want to, if I want to help someone, right, or if I want to do better or get better for myself, then I need to help other people. So as well as long as I'm teaching someone, I'm learning something. So I do like all the hacks and that sort of thing. So I like to help people. That's what I just hope that people can see, is like, I am a person of service. So I'm not going to ramble too much.
No, you're good. No, you're good. You said something that was a perfect segue, honestly, of a question I wanted to kind of like put a bow on our interview and our ability to just kind of be in your world just a little bit, just kind of sit on your couch and just see how you do things. It's been very, very enlightening, very inspiring, very informative. You know, we love you here on the Bullish Picks podcast. Definitely want to have you back. And, you know, we're excited with Bullish Institute to have you as our esteemed guest lecturer next Saturday. This is my first attempt at this. I've been teaching exclusively solo for like 8 years. I said, let me mix it up. I got some dope homies. I got some real, my people are some killers. Like, y'all like me, y'all gonna love them. And so this year has been my first attempt to kind of open it up and introduce our community to more dynamic people. And you are someone that just, I'm grateful that you exist. And I just want more people in the world to know that you exist and to tap into you, because it could be life changing.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. I appreciate it. And yes, definitely happy to come back.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeedy. So you said you love the hacks. You love to help the people. You love to give them the tips and tricks. I just want to know if you can leave us with a couple of your favorite hacks that, you know, a newbie investor or just somebody who's just trying to be wiser with money. It don't have to be a stock market hack. It can be just something you know what I mean? Like, it could be something domestic. It could be something career-based. Whatever it is, if you want to share a couple hacks, like, that you feel are a couple of Kayla's best hacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always have a few up my sleeve. But I'll share how about a trading one and then maybe a non-trading one, or like a lifestyle one or whatever. But one thing is, as far as like trading is, you know, I'm big on journaling, but also get a whiteboard or a chalkboard, or you can go to a craft store. Like, I know I have Michael's over here, and you can buy one of those huge poster picture frames when they go on clearance or sale for, you know, 75% off or whatever, and use a whiteboard or whiteboard marker on that. But get you some type of huge visualization tool, because kind of like with the, where people are creating mood boards or those sort of things, we are visual people. And the more you see something, the more it naturally manifests in your life, right? So whenever you get a whiteboard or a chalkboard, what I like, or even print things out and put it on there. So I have my command centers, and the first one is a Gaddy command center, and that's on a whiteboard. And you can save money whenever you go to buy the whiteboard. Look up, here's a little tip within a tip, is go to like a home improvement store, take a whiteboard marker with you, and then go to the aisle where they have the sheets of whiteboard, and then buy the whole sheet instead of going to Walmart and buying just the little square. So much cheaper. You want to take your marker with you, because those are mass produced. So you mark it while you're there and then wipe it off. And if it wipes off clean, you know that it has a good coat on it. That's a little tip within that tip. But get you a big whiteboard or a chalkboard or a marker board and put it up. And then write on there the things that are like quick access things. For example, I like to write my 3 to 5 stocks that I'm watching. I like to write my entry. Like if it's at this price, you know, I get in at this price. I get out at this price. And then my 3 trading rules or 5 trading rules or whatever you have. So having that right there front and center where you see it every single day, your most common place you see it, you know, whether that's your bedroom or your living room or whatever, put it up so that you can see it, get something visual in front of you at all times. So that's a big trading hack that has helped me, right? Because it's always in my mind. I'm always seeing what needs to happen, the price movement, where it needs to go. I set my alerts and I'm like, oh, yes, this happened. And I don't always have to try to remember to pull up a chart to see the next price level. I see it right there, right in front of me. As far as a non-trading hack, I like to, I always say never pay full price. So it's like, there's so many options from Rakuten. I don't know if people know what that is, but it's like a thing that is a web browser.
Rakuten?
It's Rakuten. Yeah. It's, hold on, I have a web browser. It's a web browser add-on. Extension.
Oh, like Honey or something like that.
Yes, like, it's kind of like, okay. Honey, but it's more of an original one. So it's Rakuten. So for example, and this is, it's like never paying full price. Even if you can't find a discount, do things that give you cash back. So for example, let's say I was going to go to, let me pull up my Rakuten right now. Here we go. Here's a real life example. My daughter needed to pay for school pictures the other day. All I do is go through the Rakuten site to click on her Shutterfly account to order the school pictures, and I get 4% back off of that. Like it goes into a check. So right now I've saved $217 this year, and we're only in April. So they mail me a check or they deposit it into my PayPal account. It just depends on which account I'm on because I have a business one and a personal one. But the cash back, you always get a way to get it back. So if you don't find a discount, but then always look for a discount. For example, you have something called Groupon. Like, I don't know if people still use Groupon, but I know I do. It's a great way to save money and find discounts. And then also there's one that's up and coming now called Fetch. And Fetch basically, especially if you have kids, right? Like have your kids do a lot of this work. When I go shopping and get receipts, I give them to my kids and they scan them on this app called Fetch. Now I'm a gamer and I like to like play my PlayStation. And what I do is I redeem the points from Fetch for my PlayStation stuff. So I'm not having to pay out of pocket for any of my PlayStation memberships or any of my PlayStation add-ons. I just get gift cards for free just by scanning my receipts. So that's what I mean by like always look for a discount or a coupon or something, because, you know, once you get into it, instead of being like, oh, I only save $2. But what if you save $2 every day? Right. So, you know, those are two of my favorites. But I could go on and on about all the hacks. I think I'll give you one more just because we're coming up on the spring and then that'll be it. Basically get, you know, when you go to get your gardening stuff, you know, if maybe you like you like to cook, Ken. So whenever you're cooking and you get your fresh herbs and stuff like that, don't go to wherever your grocery store and buy the fresh herbs. Go to Lowe's, first of all, or your local, or I don't know if Menards has it, but I know Home Depot and Lowe's has it. But there is a 1-year guarantee on their plants. So basically you do the digital receipt so that you always have your receipt because the receipts fade. So make sure you have digital receipts. And then if you buy a sage plant today, right, and then you kill it at the end of the year, then you can take it back. You can take your receipt to Lowe's and you can get your money back for that because they have a 1-year guarantee on all plants. So in addition to that, whenever you're buying your fresh herbs, so that you can also have, you know, more of a healthy aspect as well, you can dry your own herbs in the oven on a low temperature. So buy them in bulk at, you know, Lowe's, Menards, Home Depot, dry them in the oven. Then you have your fresh dried herbs. They're way fresher. It's better for your environment and they're cheaper. So there you go. There's 3 hacks for you.
Wow. Wow. You're not new to this. You are true to this. You know how to save. No, that's incredible because like that's a different, like my I remember my mother and my sister, they had a phase. They don't do it no more, but they doing it for 2 years. My sister was real big on like that couponing. I don't know if you ever did that.
Oh yeah, and I did mass coupon. I would sell the items. I still have items to where I would go and, you know, Dollar General would end up giving me a refund from all the stuff I purchased because I used all the coupons and I get money back. You know, you can get money back from using coupons. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, what you about to do with them 30 tubes of toothpaste? And
you sell them.
That was funny.
So over here, I don't know if they ever did it, but over here we would coupon and then you would like sell up, because if I'm getting laundry detergent and toothpaste and deodorant and all the basic staples for free, and then I make a bundle, put it on Facebook Marketplace, I can sell this bundle for $40 and it's cheaper for them instead of going to the store. You can also buy, like, if you don't want to do the bundles, you can go look on Facebook Marketplace and buy them from a couponer, because they got it basically for next to nothing. So anything they make is profit.
Now, is there like a catch to the coupon or something? So it's, you mean it's straight up legal? You just no, because I'm just saying real spit. You mean I can go fill up my cart with, like, I don't know, you know how it is. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
30 deodorants, 52 of the toothpaste and mouthwash, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Swipe it all, coupon it all, mess around and get it for free, or even better, get money back. They paid me to take all this merchandise out of the store. And they're going to let me go and flip it again and resell it. And that's all clean. There's no loophole with that. Is that something I'm missing?
There's nothing. I mean, not that I know of. The reason I say that is because whenever you are going and buying these things, like, as long as you follow the rules, like, there are rules you have to follow. So you have to read the coupon, right? Like, for example, maybe you have to buy, you know, three of, you know, this a particular flavor of toothpaste to get the other two for free, right? But then you got the two for free, and then you top that, and you can, because a lot of manufacturers have where you can double the coupons. It used to be like a special thing. Like when I was growing up, they would have special double coupon days. Now every coupon.
Yeah, I remember that, double coupon days.
Exactly. But see, now most coupons are doubled automatically up to 75 cents. So then at that point, maybe your purchase, now you're paying $5 for five tubes of toothpaste because you got the two for free. But now you have a coupon taking $2 off. Now your five tubes of toothpaste is $3. But then you have a store coupon that gives you like an additional $5 off your purchase of $20. Now you got that toothpaste for free. So it's just, as long as you follow the rules, as long as you follow the rules, the regulations, and, you know, even with the the upcoming of like the couponing, even way back then, as well as, you know, the different TV series and stuff like that, they did become more strict. But again, as long as you read the rules on the coupons, and then, you know, I'm the queen of hustle. So I would actually deliver newspapers, right, as a side hustle. And then any newspapers that were extra or left over or whatever on Sundays, I would get, and I would get all those coupons. So I was literally like, so I would get those coupons for free. And then it's like, I don't have to pay for a Sunday paper to get them, right? And so now I have massive amounts of coupons. Right. Now you can't do any, now it is illegal to like sell coupons and do all that other stuff. So you got to like go get the stuff.
Like, right.
You
the coupons are like worth like 1/20 of 1 cent or something like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, but yeah, it's as long as you follow the rules.
Wow. That's very impressive. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. I just think it's amazing that people, this is just, there's so many ways to save money and so many ways to make money. I do have a mission to like try to teach people as much as possible, because there's tons of ways to also lose money, right? And I think mm-hmm. that there's more ways out there to lose money than there is talked about making money. So if there's a way to save or make, I mean, I'm a single mom of three girls, right? I mean, girls are expensive, expensive. Right. So yes, I really think that there's always money to be made and ways to save.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We're grateful to have you in this space. Kayla, thank you so, so much for all the tips, tricks, the wisdom, the hacks, sharing your story, your financial literacy journey with us. Once again, can you please tell our loyal listeners, how can they connect with you so that they can learn and be guided and be more savvier with their money?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. And thank you again for having me here. I definitely have had a good time. Always enjoy speaking with you. But yeah, they can reach me at itskaylascorner.com. So it's kaylascorner.com, and corner is spelled with a K. As well as, and when you go onto that website, you'll see some different trading resources. I'm also working on some, I'll put up different deals and discounts because I believe that that's a big thing for people as well. I think that they need to save money, like I said. So it's kaylascorner.com. Corner is spelled with a K, and you can see all the various ways to reach me or follow me or get in touch with me or, you know, request an audience with me on that site.
Great, 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 great. I have one last question with this couponing thing. I don't want to steal it, but you have made my spider senses just go up.
Okay.
Are there any particular stores that are more relaxed, that are cooler with the couponing than others? Like, I know some space, like, if I come up with the, because I know my sister and mom used to put them in a little Ziploc bag, too, Ziploc bags, yep. Had any coupons in there. Yep. If I pull up with, I done cut out, you still got to cut them, right? You got to cut them?
Yeah, you got to cut them. Or all you right. Can have your kids cut them, whatever.
Okay, there it is. So you got to cut them. I mean, because they used to have me doing that. That's why I didn't want to do it. I'm like, man, this is work. But I didn't realize the flip.
Yeah.
Right. They wasn't talking like how you was talking. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't, mm-hmm. They didn't break it down to me. They was kind of like, you know, man, whatever. You don't know what you're missing out mm-hmm. on. They just kind of left it vague, but you talking numbers.
I mean, look, at the house full of girls, like, I would go buy travel size because they would, you know, you would get like travel size or the smallest size mm-hmm. shampoo and stuff. I'd buy 50 of them bottles. The girls are like, they would use 3 bottles in 1 hair washing. But guess what? It was free.
It was free.
It's free.
No, that's real.
But no, that's as real. Far as like the stores, you know, being relaxed or that sort of thing, I think the major like, I guess, wave of like all the huge couponing stuff is like, you know, subsided now. So the ones that are, I would say, more couponer friendly or your ones like Family Dollar or Dollar General, those, not Dollar Tree, but like the Family Dollar and Dollar General and Walmart is okay if you go to the nicer areas, right? Because then they're more mm-hmm. lenient. It's really about the people having patience, right? If you go somewhere and they're like, oh, well, I don't even want to do this. But as far as like the Family Dollar and Dollar Generals, they're just kind of used to it because they always give out coupons, right? And then believe it or not, another really great place.
So you said Family Dollar and Dollar General are good places to go.
Yep. As well okay. as, believe it or not, and I would actually put these in front of Walmart would be like your drugstores, like Walgreens, CVS, those sort of things, because not only do you get your coupons, like, you know, how CVS gives you that whole thing of coupons. So you can stack those on top of the manufacturer's coupons. And so then when they run a sale, then at that point, you're also saving a lot of money. But those smaller stores, you know, the CVS's, the Walgreens, Rite Aid's, if they're still around somewhere, those mm-hmm. stores also are would be like as far as a third tier. So Family Dollar, Dollar General, and then your CVS's, Walgreens, Rite Aid's.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I feel like I could talk to you for hours. I mean, you're enlightening me. I got a notepad. I got a legal pad, right? So that's the yellow. That's the big sheet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I totally understand.
I got the legal pad full of notes. Some people, you know, you can get them baby. You know, I like those little baby legal pads, too. Or they're not legal pad, but they're size. But the little, yeah. They're
the
yellow.
Lines. Yeah.
They're yellow. And they got the lines. But I got a lot of the small ones. It's like a size of a flyer. Mm-hmm. But for you, I had to do the 8.5. Well, that's not, what is it? Whatever the inches is, because it's bigger than 8.5 by 11. That's a regular sheet of paper.
Yeah, I think it's 9 by 11 or 9 by 12.
That size, full of notes, Kaylee.
Because I know what you're talking about. I have that same thing. I hope you bought yours from.
I got on the clipboard. I got on the clipboard.
I buy that stuff in bulk, but I
probably was cheap. I ain't do no bulk. I'm not really a Costco. What's the other one?
Sam's
Club. Mm-hmm. I don't really do the bulk stuff. Well, you know what I mean? Especially not no stuff like, you know, a notebook. You know what I mean? That's, you know, I mean, I could.
You could. It just depends. Like, what are you really using it for? I mean, I know me. I have it. Like, I have one for each of my businesses. Right.
And then you need to get it in bulk then because you got more, you know. I go to the dollar store. I just need 2 notebooks.
No.
Pre-market movers, bullet system 2.
Oh, and then you always got to have them available. For example, the other day I was playing spades with some people and guess what? pull out the spades notebook. It's just first
notebook. All right. You got me with that one. You won. I can see.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you so much again. Many, many thank yous, ma'am. Looking out for you next time and very excited about your upcoming webinar.
Yes, me too. Excited. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm super excited. We'll talk again in 2 weeks, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'll see you there Saturday after next, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, learning back testing trades with the one and only Kayla G.
Yeah. Make sure y'all bring your notebooks, your legal pads, and your pens and pencils. Take notes. I'm a big, big fan of that. So thank you again for having me.
Yes, ma'am. It is our pleasure. We're grateful to have you in this space, and we look forward to next time, and we look forward to the webinar. So until next time, family and friends, tell a friend, text a friend, tweet a friend, have them tap in to the Bullish Picks podcast right here with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blank Sorrell, streaming on your favorite podcasting platform. And shout out to my brother from another mother, Mr. Parrish Patton, Patton House Productions, making it happen on the ones and twos. He's every podcaster's favorite podcaster. Get with him and you can get your thing going too. Holla back, y'all. We out. Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.